Hi everyone, welcome back to a new episode of Wrestling Talk with Alex. It's been a hot minute. The last episode I was here was WrestleMania, and it's just been so much has been happening. My husband and I just moved, so it's kind of haven't been able to kind of sit down and have a conversation with you guys, especially what's going on with WWE. If you're new here, let me quickly introduce myself. My name is Alexandria. I also go by Alex. I am your host here of Wrestling Talk with Alex. And we mostly talk about WWE and what's going on with them. Okay, I know I've been missing action for a minute, but I caught Raw last night. And it's been a minute that I have not seen Raw. And, you know, the ending was pretty good. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't like a, it blew my mind away. But it was the New Day versus MVP and Bobby Lashley. And it wasn't a bad ending at all. But watching Raw wasn't, I sat through it and I actually watched it because I haven't watched it in so long. I was drawn back into the TV show. But at the same time, I feel like Raw is not connecting with the audience. And I wanted to really speak about what is going, in my personal opinion, what it could possibly be going on with Raw and why their numbers are not probably doing as well and why their storylines are not basically doing the same as SmackDown. Let's speak about Raw. As Raw, we know Raw has always been the A show when it comes to WWE, and SmackDown was the B show. I really think with Raw, there was a connection where people would see the storylines built and it will lead to SmackDown. This is before the brands were split up and it was only two shows and superstars would travel from one show to the other one. And we will see the buildup of Raw and it will be built up, it will follow through SmackDown most of the time. Now with the split shows, we only see Raw have their superstars and SmackDown have their superstars. And I really think when it comes to both shows, one is shorter, the other one is longer. And I feel like Raw being a longer show, you should have multiple storylines and better entertaining to maybe SmackDown because it's a shorter show. And it's a different audience, different superstars. It's kind of will be different. But Raw being longer, it's more of a drag show. It's being dragged out to shorter storylines that don't make sense. And I always, with a really good friend of mine, Ari, would call them the piss break matches. There are too many being put out there when it comes to Raw. I think us fans play a big part of why these storylines are not being built up to the levels of where we should expect it to be. Back then, when we would watch Raw, and you know, I'm 31, and we're talking about the Stone Cold, The Rock, Undertaker, their very early years, and how their storylines were built up and their characters were built up. And you're talking about the storylines of between two characters were built up in a couple of weeks in before the pay-per-view. And it allowed the fans to connect between the villain and the hero. And they will be connecting all together and kind of getting the fans sort of involved with these characters and kind of connecting with them. Now, we're talking about we're not getting that connection anymore. Stories lines are short. Some of them are not even pushed. If they push, they're last minute push because they need to fill up the match cards of those pay-per-views. And I feel like before, these each match card were built up and they were part of the pay-per-view and kind of built up to entertain the fans. And the fill-up matches were always at the pre-show to kind of get the audience excited for the pay-per-view match. Now it looks like we have too many of those in the pay-per-view. And I think what the writers is that they see that the fans, and this is I think partly our fault, that we're not connecting with certain storylines. And I think most, and our attention span is probably a lot shorter for certain people. They feel like the shorter storylines would maybe gravitate to the audience and kind of keep them there for a few minutes and kind of let them enjoy those little mini filler episode matches. But the thing is, let's use a very popular character right now that is being pushed with a longer storyline, and it's kind of, he has a storyline, but everybody else is kind of like on the background. Roman has a built-up storyline of the chief, and it's building up, and it's a build-up. It allows the fans to be connected to him and see where his story is going to lead to, because we're all curious of where the story is going to lead to the next level. And we don't get that in Raw. If you see the connection between certain superstars are not connecting with the superstars in SmackDown when they have certain storylines. And I feel like when it comes like certain superstars that are not being having a very good potential storyline, let's use Bobby Lashley. Phenomenal built, phenomenal wrestler. We are talking about a phenomenal guy. You have MVP that is being more of a spokesperson and kind of like creating this dynamic with this character and kind of giving this fan core to be connected to him. But his matches are not connecting with him. We're talking about there is not, I feel like there's not a potential storylines to connect it with him. I cannot remember, like, it's not connecting as what we would see with Roman. Like, Kevin Owens and Roman, there was a good storyline. We probably had it maybe multiple times, their matches, but it was well entertained. Let's use an example where Raw is using. They're going to do a third match. Ricochet versus John Morrison. Raw tends to do this way too much with their superstars. When matches are so good and they capture the audience, they kind of repeat it again. And it sort of kind of kills the momentum of what we could have seen, a huge storyline and a build-up between these two characters. Ricochet and John Morrison could have a phenomenal build-up to a pay-per-view at Money in the Bank. We could see a phenomenal build-up, but we're being stripped it away because they're repeating it the third time now on Monday, coming up not next week, of another match of Ricochet versus John Morrison. When that could have had a build-up to Money in the Bank, a rivalry, a storyline, a connection between both superstars, and kind of seeing where it would have went. Because before, back then, we had storylines even for people who weren't superstars. People who were just regular people just there. And it had nothing to do with championships. It just the people in there, and there were storylines and build-ups to kind of get the audience connected with the superstars. Raw is slacking on that. And maybe they have more motivation on SmackDown. It could be because they are obligated to have a certain amount of viewership to keep that going and have that contract. But Raw is slowly dying out. It definitely could be, it's too long, especially if they have a core base of children watching the show. I have both of my kids. By like 9:30, I want them laying down. I don't want them staying up until 11 o'clock. 10 o'clock should be the latest that Raw should end. Especially if they don't know what to do for those hours. There are too many filler matches. I feel like saying episodes because that's what it is. It's filler episodes of just sitting there and just watching Raw play out. It could be, as many people say, you know, I'm not connected into nothing and I don't know what's going on behind what's happening. People say is that Vince McMahon is losing touch. Vince McMahon is controlling. But is it that? Or is it us as fans that are we're losing touch with the product? If storylines are short, we're not connecting to anyone. See how fast we lose interest in certain superstars and certain superstars' characters? we lose interest and we lose connection. It could be also WWE trying to rush because they don't know what to do for those time period with Raw. And they just throw so many filler episodes. Matches for you guys. Just little bathroom breaks that we get. I think they, for the way the show is for so long, why are there so many bathroom breaks? With the level of superstars they have on Raw, they should not have the same repeated superstars come out. And that's why I think I haven't watched Raw in a while. I was seeing so many of the same superstars, and none of the superstars they bring up from NXT or some superstars they have in the back. Before, Raw was a place where we saw superstars build their character to see them in SmackDown. It was a build-up for the next show. When that ended, it was just a build-up on a show. They all were built up, but their storylines were still there. Now it's like a very short storyline and really fast and pushed in there for the pay-per-view. So we need a gap fill up. Let's put this, let's start making them have like problems right now. Let's connect them and they will be part of the pay-per-view. There is no build up with these superstars. There's no build up stories. There's no build up of any type of character for us to connect. It could be the writers, it could be Vince, and it could be us that is causing the sort of decline on Raw. Raw has not been the same, God knows when. The women's match is something that I love the women's division, and I wasn't really impressed. You know, they brought Eva Marie back. I thought she was gonna maybe have changed the demeanor of what she had before leaving the company and now coming back. Seeing her last night, I was wondering what are their plans for her? Because most of these superstars, when you look at them, you ask yourself, what are WWE's plans for them? And that's what it is now. We're all looking at superstars and being like, what is the plan for that superstar? Wonder why most of them go back to NXT. Look at Finn Balor. NXT is with phenomenal superstars, but you're talking about they're not as pressured as what being in Raw is. Because you got to bring those numbers in Raw. But NXT, they have some good viewership, good entertainment. And actually, I've been catching NXT here and there, trying to get to know those superstars on that end. Something about Raw is not connecting with the fans, and the fans are not connecting with the stories on Raw. And some of these superstars' legacies or championship runs are not going to be very memorable because nothing in it makes it memorable. And it's sad to say that because there are phenomenal superstars there. There's a reason why they're most likely pushing Charlotte Flair to be the women's champion again. And I know many of you guys don't like her. I love Charlotte Flair, the queen. She definitely put a name for herself, not to rely on her daddy's name. Because when I think about Charlotte Flair, I don't think about Ric Flair. She's making her own lane. But there's a reason why most likely they're going to try to put the title on her. Because it's all about the viewership. But then again, when you put the title on them, is the views going to do it any better? Bobby Lashley won the title and they go based on viewers. I'm not saying Bobby Lashley is not a good performer, but there's nobody really compete with him. Maybe Drew McIntyre. And that's from the top of my head, and that's all I could think of. There is nothing connecting these storylines to make it great. And I think if Raw does not figure out how to make the audience connect with the superstars, the show won't get better. And I don't really think it's even because there's no live audience. And I think live audience makes it worse. Because when we don't like something, we start booing it. And we don't let nothing build up. And so what happens is, let's use Vince and everybody in the back. The moment you start a match and you start booing them, and you don't let something build up, it kind of like discourages, say, let's end that match. Let's not redo it again. You know, that superstar's character is not connecting with the fans and not allowing a buildup to be created. And that's what back then used to have. They were built up to the characters. We would not like them. We would boo them. But the level of how has gotten it is twice as worse. There's nothing building to a character's development to something and see us connect with them. So who knows what's Raw's plans for the next show. It was very, for being away from watching Raw for a while, it wasn't a bad show. It was something that I would not, you know, you can't expect any better from Raw anymore. Because they haven't pulled out a really good show in a very long time. So the last time I saw it was when Bobby Lashley won the title. And that says a lot. It really they need to know a way to connect with the fans. Either they cut down the hour and kind of do what SmackDown is doing and kind of keep it short and build these storylines and think about, well, we have a few hours compared to before. Let's put out these storylines as best as we can. But we don't know. And I think as an opinion piece as today for my return, I think it was a good way to kind of like express how I feel about what's going on with Raw. And because it's very important to see, as I'm looking at it as a fan, I'm not looking at it as a person who will analyze things. I'm looking at it as a fan and a person who have seen the product go from where it was and to it where it was before. Mind you, I would have to stay at my cousin's house to watch Raw. I didn't have the privilege of having cable in my house. So SmackDown was my thing to watch at home, Channel 9. And Raw was always hyped out. And every time when I would see SmackDown, I'm like, man, I miss Raw. And it would do the recaps. What happened? It's not the same. But let's see. Who knows? If you think about it, we're already a few months in the month and things could change. You know, there's certain important pay-per-view matches that are coming soon, like SummerSlam. So maybe things would change up for Raw. But I would really love WWE stop putting all these filler matches, not episodes, matches for the fans. And give us some good storylines. Because some of us still want that. We want to see a build-up of a character, like Roman. Give us those fantastic storylines we used to watch. Not the bullshit ones that we're seeing now. Alright. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was a little longer, but I enjoyed it because I spoke about how I feel, what's going on with Raw and in the company. And I want to say, go ahead and like and join me in here in Anchor. And if you're on listening to Apple, please leave me a comment. I would love to get some feedback from you guys. If you don't follow me on the gram, I'm trying to get back on there. I'm posting pictures here and there, I'm trying to get involved and actually put some wrestling stuff there, but I tend to put that more in my stories. But if you want to follow me there, is Hey, I am Alexandria, so Alexandria. And I definitely love to stay and communicate with you guys. I definitely do chat with you guys on the DMs, especially when it comes to wrestling. So I want to say thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. I'll catch you on my next one. Bye.